Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing. Your love for me,
your love for me,
it's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing,
given to me,
given to me,
for
every valley,
you used to trade
to me,
send me.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be? Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
So amazing,
so amazing,
your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing,
given to me,
given to me,
for
every valley,
you used to train.
I stand so amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, you're so amazing. Come on, church, let us enter in this morning. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, open up your mouth and say glory. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God, for you are so amazing. Come on, let's make a joyful sort. A joyful sort unto the Lord. All you lands, come on, serve the Lord with gladness. Come for his presence with singing, amen. Know that the Lord, he is God. Hallelujah, it is he who has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him, amen, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise. Let us enter in prayer this morning with all faith, believing, amen, and trusting God to move mighty in our lives, amen. Decree and declare that God has already blessed this day and made it good, made it great for his children, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, so let us enter in. Heavenly Father, we come to you now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah. And in his holy name, Lord, we come to you, God, hallelujah, believing and trusting in you. We come surrendering all over to you, God, casting all our cares and fears and burdens down, amen. Oh, Lord, we come, oh, God, giving you thanks, oh, God. Lord, God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of this world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit is the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we love you. We thank you for loving us. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. And out of the love that you have placed in our heart for you, Lord, created us a clean heart and a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, repenting in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible. But with man, the flesh itself, all goes short of your glory. Amen. We do not come to work for just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, oh God. We thank you for restoring our soul. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us. Hallelujah, no matter what we're going, what we're dealing with, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah for your name, God. If we have a thousand tons of peace, we still can thank you enough. My Lord, my God, we come to be changed this morning. Oh, Lord, change us, oh, God, and make us more like you, for you are the potter, and we are the clay, oh, God. Lord, we ask you to search our hearts and all our spirit and soul and say, oh, God, if you find any wicked, we are alien us. Let it be taken out the way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, let no murmur, complain, and dark mind, nor evil be found in us, oh, God. Let our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you all the days of our life. Circumcise our heart and fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy, your loving kindness, that we sing praise to you all the days of our lives. Amen. Creating us a heart of worship for you. Oh, Father God, for we rejoice only in you, oh God. For you are the lifter of our heads, and we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Lead us in rivers of your worship and truth. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Increase us in faith right now, God, so that we can receive from you, oh, great and mighty miracles, oh, God, for your God that work miracles. And we just want to say thank you. We know you to be a way maker, a promise keeper, our light in the darkness, amen. We know you, oh, God, to be able to do all things with help that fail, oh, God. So we just want to say thank you, Lord. according to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 to 2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, O God. I will fall first to you, O God, the living God. Our soul yearns, all the woman desires, they even pass for the court of the Lord, our God. Hallelujah. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry, amen. Let the fire burn heavily and quickly in us, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, O hold us with our free spirit. Let God be magnified. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help us on today. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go throughout this day, oh God. Make our life be a living sacrifice. Amen. A sweet savor aroma that you will be glorified and honored in our life as we are praised in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We come to you in love and all in admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us right now, that the mind of Christ arise in us right now. And over all areas of our life, we yield all that we are to you. And we ask that true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah, to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There's no greater one than you, Lord. Hallelujah. We decree and declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that we will walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for the glory of God is birth in us and it is manifesto right now. His glorious presence is right now in the name of Jesus Christ, and we receive it, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Savior, we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, and it is taking place right now. Hallelujah to your name, God. We decree the kind of blood of Jesus Christ covers us, and we are the resurrection power working on the inside. So we can decree and declare right now that we are healed, that we are delivered, and we are set free right now from all that the enemy has tried to do against us. We put on this right now the full armor of God. We decree and declare the full armor of God covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's mighty name, hallelujah. We pray right now for the loss of this world, that this day, and that God living, hallelujah, that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth be saved. As we intercede right now, we use our faith, our combined faith, believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus their Lord. We ask the Lord of the harvest to thrust the broken laborers across these lives this day to share the good news of the gospel in a special way so that they will listen and understand and receive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in their hearts, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray right now, hallelujah, for our world leaders. That your spirit rests upon them. We believe that skillful and godly wisdom has entered into their hearts of all the world leaders, amen, that they will do your will, amen. Heavenly Father, that they have the hearts and ears attentively to your godly counsel. Lord, make them women and men of your integrity, that we may live and lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray right now that the wicked world leaders shall be cut off of and rooted out in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let there be a purging in the land, oh God, and all that is wicked be purged, that the children may live in peace, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, you are our refuge and our stronghold in time of trouble. So we decree and declare with our mouth that your people dwell safely in this land, and we prosper abundantly, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who conquered the world. Amen. We give thanks unto you, Lord God, that the good news of the gospel is published in our land. Amen. The word of the Lord prevails, and hallelujah, and grows mightily in the hearts and the lives of people. Amen. We give thanks for this land and leaders that you have given us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. Have your way. And Lord, we pray, Lord, of our comfort, hallelujah. Jehovah Rapha, Lord of our peace, hallelujah. God of our hope, we call upon you, hallelujah, for those that have lost their loved ones, to comfort them, to give them hope again, oh God, to give them peace right now in their time of loss. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that they know that you are with them, oh God, that you'll never leave them nor forsake them. We thank you, Lord God, that even during this time, oh God, of loss, hallelujah, that, hallelujah, that they can receive Jesus Christ right now. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, call them out unto you this day. And Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for our children right now, that their hearts and their mind may not be troubled, amen, that they will have and receive the peace of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every hindrance spirit right now, hallelujah, the spirit of confusion, doubt, disbelief, hallelujah. We come against every spirit of distraction right now, every spirit of oppression and depression, fear, anxiety, suicide right now. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, let this deliverance be on this line and to those in our family and all that's in our house right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command a spirit of destruction, death, premature death. Amen. Every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, familiar spirit, hallelujah, self-critical spirit, self-righteous spirit, self-centeredness, hallelujah. Every spirit of our every lying spirit, hallelujah, fighting spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of lust and perversion, every homosexual spirit right now, hallelujah, every spirit of sickness and disease, pain, hallelujah, disease, viruses, inflammation, infirmity, and affliction. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that we receive from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, known and unknown to man, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecution, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now or in the future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, or spells. And we thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious with the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. We claim our victory and faith through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things. We declare according to the book of Job, amen, that we are only victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We just want to say thank you, Lord, for the victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, for your glory. Oh, Lord, let your glory be upon us, oh God. Yes, the kind of glory, we receive it right now. That we will operate, amen, with the mind of Christ right now, oh God. Touch the heart and mind of your minister, oh God, that will be ministered on today, oh God, to your people, oh God. So you call us to shepherd your people, oh God, by your word, not our word, oh God. So we decrease so that you may have all the increase in us. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Being led, oh God, and instructed by our spirit, oh God. That we will deliver the word, oh God, that your children may be filled, amen. That we may be filled ourselves, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, overflowing, oh God, with your word to give to others that they may be encouraged, uplifted, oh God. Blessed by your word, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, increase us all in love so that we can love like Christ, amen. And we just want to say thank you as we enter in this service. We thank you, oh God, that you made the way, that you opened up the way for all those here and so to receive. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that there be a breakthrough in the heaven of today. That you pour our blessing upon the life of your children, that we won't have home enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Oh, glory to your name, God. Help us to receive the overflow on today. We bless your name, Father God. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the head and not the tail, on top and not the knees. And we don't owe anyone anything, for you have made us the lender and not the borrower. Amen. That we're blessed beyond measure, that all things are working together for the good of our life. We thank you, Lord God, that you made us stronger than the cedars of Lebanon. Amen. We thank you that we receive right now the blessings, amen, and the fruitfulness, amen, of sharing and karma in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that we come for Zion this morning, that we're blessed with the presence of Zion, oh God. Hallelujah, for Zion is your habitation, amen. And we just want to say thank you. that we drink from it. We drink from the cup of blessing, and that our well will never run dry. There shall be no lack in our life, amen, of thy goodness. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, Father God, that we are going from glory to glory to glory, and walk the riches in our home, and we're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus, for he bore all our sins and infirmities, amen, on the cross. Hallelujah. For we are free indeed, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We put the blood of Jesus Christ over all that we prayed about at this time. And we declare and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us all that we have and all that we will have, and the enemy cannot come near it. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, that you blessed us with a good life, long life, life in abundance. We thank you. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Come on, church, let's give God some praise. Oh, my, Roshatama. Rekado Roshataya. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Roshatama. Oh, glory to your name, God. My Lord, my God, we bless your name, God. Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for this Sunday morning, amen. Knowing that God has kept us, amen. That God is keeping us even right now. It's nothing that we've done ourselves, amen. We laid down last night not knowing if we were going to get up this morning, amen. But we thank God for restoring our soul this morning. We give God praise. Come on. If you ain't got nothing else to shout about, you should shout because you still have life. Breath in your body. You know who you are and whose you are. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Believe it or not, you got people in this world that don't even remember who they are or where they are. Amen. We thank God on today. We welcome you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This Sunday morning, we thank God again. I thank God for the life of my husband and children when it could have been and it should have been and it would have been, but God kept his promise.
Amen.
He said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, my spirit will lift up a standard.
Yeah.
Well, you understand that God is not like man. He's not like woman. You know what I'm saying? He got his spirit. He's everywhere. Oh, Lord. He's in you.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. I'm looking. I'm on fire. I was a little bit tired this morning. I'm telling you, I didn't know. We had some things going on. You know what? That's when we can testify the goodness of the Lord in the midst of the storm. Amen. Not when everything is good, but when things get to fall apart, people tend to fall apart. When things are, they tend to fall out with God. When things are not working according to their will. But in the midst of your storm, when things are going on, when you can still thank God and you can still seek God for direction and instruction, and when you have a spouse and you have a husband or wife that helps you to get back that position, baby. Come on down there. You know who you are. Hallelujah. You know who we serve. Come on, get back that position. I know you feel some type of way right now, but I need you to shake the devil off and get back that position.
Amen. Amen.
I come with a message on today. We thank God on today, my Lord. I'm going to give it to Pastor Manny. We bless your name, God. See, some of us have been dealing with these strongholds and soul ties for so long. We brought them into our marriages. We brought them into our workplaces. We can't function nowhere we go. But today, I declare the call. I'll be an apostle, a prophetess of God. Hallelujah. It is destroyed today. It's not just broken, but now it's broken and destroyed. In the name of Jesus. It's one thing to break something. See, when you break it, you can put it back together. But when you destroy that thing, it ain't no coming back. Hallelujah. Be free on today because Jesus has set you free. You have locked yourself up in a cell with no lock.
Amen.
Jesus. What are you talking about, Pastor? Your mind has locked you up.
Amen. Amen.
Your mind.
Amen.
has locked you up. Your mind has been telling you you ain't worthy. You think you're all that. Telling you they don't like you. You don't even like yourself.
Amen.
My Lord, my God, it got you being jealous.
Yes.
It got you seeking revenge.
Yep.
It got you hurt. You can't love nobody.
Amen.
My Lord, my God, you're rejecting everything, even the good.
Amen.
My Lord, my God, but today,
amen.
We shall come. I declare and declare today.
Amen.
It's the day
uh-huh.
that you be free.
Amen.
Oh, Pastor, because you got to have a made up mind. Once you make up your mind.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It must be.
Hallelujah.
What you said it to be.
Amen.
Ain't nothing like a made up mind.
Amen.
When we decided we're going to follow Jesus, we had a made up mind not to go back, not to turn back. Ain't nothing back there but problems and everything else that come with problems. My Lord, my God, you got to have a made up mind.
Amen.
Welcome.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Welcome.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind.
Amen.
Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Oh, shut that day.
Yes.
Come on. When the devil trying to do it, he realized you can't even do it.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. I heard somebody say before, I was on my way to kill you. Something stopped me. You better be glad. I said, no, you better be glad. Hallelujah. Because that just stops you. Stops you.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus. You got to know. You got to know.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Amen. Man, we thank you so much, Apostle, for your testimony. Speaking directly into some lives. Hallelujah. So we thank God. We thank God for your testimony. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone here to Sunday service this morning. We are so excited to be here with you. We are so excited and so grateful that you invited us into your home. We are the Gospel Public Ministry. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Mama, and I'm Pastor Tony Commanding.
Amen. We want to welcome you here to Sunday service wherever you are, whether you are here with us here in Texas. We welcome you. Welcome. We love you so much, and thank you for loving us as well. Our brothers and sisters, we welcome you here from the East Coast, New York City. Uncle Joel and Aunt Beatrice and all the friends and family members there in New York, welcome, welcome, welcome. You could have been anywhere, but you're right here with us, and we're all here in the presence of the Lord, so welcome. This is God's day. Amen. Amen. Welcome every single one here from New York. I mean, from not New York, Chicago. Amen. Chicago, Illinois. Man, we have family all over, believers everywhere of Chicago, Illinois. Our brother, our minister that's here on the roster with us, Minister Lauren Green, welcome. He and his family, his wife and family and friends there, welcome you, welcome you. Our brothers and sisters here, Louisiana. Hallelujah. We love every single one. We just want to welcome you. If this is your first time here in Sunday service with us, we would like to personally welcome you. Press 1, let us know who you are, where you're from. Amen. And this is that opportunity where we all come together in prayer. So you have something, and we all have something. Let's be honest about it. If you have something to bring to God in prayer, please press 1. And let us all come together, not bring it to me in prayer, or apostle in prayer, or minister learn, but to bring it to Jesus. Amen. Bring it all over to Jesus in prayer. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Welcome again. Welcome. We're so excited. I know God is doing a new thing. And I just like to be transparent. You know, me and my husband, we're dealing with some things with our daughter. And 3 in the morning, we're still working that thing out. But we realize what the enemy is trying to do. And we have a decree and declare, it will not work. Amen. And I thank God for my husband. And so we've been up for some time. Amen. And we've been in a time of prayer here for the last 20 days, we thank God, and you go, God, where am I going to get the strength? I was thinking, I literally tried to get 10 minutes of sleep before the being up all this time, and I thank God for the strength, and we have to realize we can't do everything in this human strength. But God gives us supernatural strength, the strength of the Holy Spirit that is in us. So I just thank God for the Holy Spirit. So today we just gonna allow the Holy Spirit, as we do every Sunday, to lead, because I said, Lord, I don't have anything prepared. No, I have things. I can always go to scripture, but I want God to give me what he wants me to deliver to you. There's people that you can eat off of, that you can receive, that will make a change in your life today. Not tomorrow, not next week, but today, amen, that you need. I'm praying and asking God for a Raymond word, amen, here in service on today.
Amen.
Amen. We won't be before you too long today, at least because I'll be preaching, but I won't be before you too long. I'm going to give you the word that God give me, and we're going to get off the line, amen, and let you eat on that, amen. Hallelujah. You ever been to an expensive restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
And they bring you out a little bit of something, but it'd be so, so good.
Yeah.
My Lord, my God. And you're like, this is not going to fill me up. And you get to eat it and eat it. But you know, it's like, oh, I'm so full. I didn't think I was going to be full up a little bit.
Yeah.
But the quality of it, you know, had a full plate of food, just eating it, couldn't even finish eating it because it wasn't even right. Didn't taste right. And you look at what he did so.
I'm excited about this word.
Oh, God, we bless God on today. Amen. As you all know, on Sunday mornings, we take our communion. So let's go and grab our cracker and our wine or our juice or water, whatever it is that you're taking.
Yeah.
We decree the cracker to be the body of Christ and the blood of Christ Jesus. As we take it on today, we're going to have a song selection from our, we say our, because he is our. We thank God for living. And our brother Joe Washington, our uncle, to us, and his wife, sister, ABS. Amen. God bless you. Brother Joe, God bless you. Welcome. Welcome.
Yes, God bless you this morning. I'm just so happy to be with y'all. I'm just so happy to be in the presence of the Lord. I just, before
yes,
I sing
yes.
this song, I just want y'all to send prayers out for Renee Gill. She lost her brother. This past week, she went out, church member, dealer church member, and her brother lived in the building with me, and I know him so well. I was just talking to him a couple of days ago, but God stepped in and did what he had to do. It's not our doing, it's God doing. I just want y'all to pray for the family and let you know that God is able to see you through everything that you're going through right now. God bless you. Listen,
yeah.
Renee,
amen.
And God bless you and the family. Y'all keep her in prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Soon I will be done with the trouble of this world, with the trouble of this world, with the trouble of this world. Soon I will be done with the trouble of this world. I'm going home to live with God. Oh, soon I will be done with the trouble of this world, with the trouble of this world, with the trouble of this world. Soon I will be done with the trouble of this world. I'm going home to live with God. There'll be no more weeping and moaning, no more weeping and moaning. Oh, there will be no more weeping and moaning. I'm going home to live with God. I want to meet my sweet mother. I want to meet my sweet mother. Oh, I want to meet my sweet mother. I'm going home to live with God. Whoa, I want to see King Jesus. I want to see King Jesus. Whoa, I want to see King Jesus. I'm going home to live with God. Oh, soon I will be done with the trouble of this world, with the trouble of this world, with the trouble of this world. Soon I will be done with the trouble of this world. I'm going home to live with God. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for you so much, Uncle Joe, for blessing us with song. We thank you for being in position, you know, to be used by the Holy Spirit. That song is so beautiful, and we just want to just bless you. May God pour back into you all that left your body right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Let us enter in and take our communion. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14, hallelujah, 3:20. When the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom. He took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst us. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you as time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're not able to enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you that Jesus went to the cross for us and took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities with him. We thank you that we can take this bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. We love you, Lord Jesus. We remember your suffering, how you were beaten and mocked and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken, so our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, by your stripes, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us and touching us. We thank you that you took this bread, you broke it, and said, take, eat. You may eat. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Hallelujah. Your blood is our atonement. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, because your blood justifies us. Your blood sanctifies us, redeems us and cleanses us and washes away all of our sins and iniquities and transgressions and trespasses. Your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus. So we now take this cup in remembrance of you, Lord. You may drink. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray with love and thanksgiving, and everybody do say amen, amen again. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood.
Yes.
What can wash away our sins?
Amen.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
What can make us whole?
Yes.
Again.
Whole.
Nothing Amen. But the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Whole.
That's
whole again. Amen. 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 Being whole. We'll be right back, you all. Our church family will be right back. We'll have a song selection or two, and then we'll be back for the preach word from Apostle Tawanika Manny.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hold on, better days are coming.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
This is holy. Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation. How long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately the boy was cured.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for this opportunity to be able to be at this part of Sunday service this morning. We have made it to the message part of Sunday service, best part of Sunday service that you can be in, hearing a word from God. Help me to welcome your friend, your sister, your pastor, your apostle. Hallelujah. My beautiful wife, this beautiful spirited woman of God. Hallelujah. Willing to yield to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Always in a position to hear a word from God, but not just hear a word from God, be a carrier, bringing it to you and bringing it to I. Such a loving spirit that God has placed in our lives. Y'all help me welcome Apostle, my wonderful wife, Tawanika Manning.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Manning. I thank God for you. Amen. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus Christ, I come giving God all praise, glory, and honor. Come on, church, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thanking God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do because you believe him. And we walk in expectancy even right now in this service. Amen. It's a word that goes forward, that we receive it, and then it will change us. Amen. For the better. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank God for the word on today. Hallelujah. I was so glad when they said that to me. Let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joy unto the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with songs. For the Lord is the great God and the great King of all gods. Amen. In his hands are the deep places of the earth, the heights of the hills are here. Is also, amen. The sea is his, for he made, amen. His hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker, for he is our God. Hallelujah. And we are the people of his pasture. Hallelujah. And the sheep of his hand. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's give God a praise on today. Amen. Because he's worthy to be praised. All glory to God. I'm so glad to be here this morning. I'm on fire. I'm on fire for the Lord, I tell you. Like I said earlier, I won't be before you long. Amen. We have been up all day, all night, amen. And we just thank God for the opportunity that God has kept us, amen. So I'm all stirred up, amen. I think the Holy Spirit is stirring me up, amen. I'm stirred up on the inside with the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. So I just thank God on today for the word that's going forward. Grab your pen, grab your Bible, grab your paper. Have a made-up mind to receive. See right now in the name of Jesus. So let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I love you with all my soul, all my heart, all my being, all that's within me. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come, oh God, to receive from you, oh God. Let there be a download in my spirit right now as I decrease that you may have all the increase. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for all belongs to you. And I just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you for using me, oh God. Let me be, hallelujah, all that you called me to be in Christ Jesus. Amen. More than a curse, I decree in the prayer that all is well with me and all that's in service on today. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for hallelujah, for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am for all that you are. In Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely. Hallelujah, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I declare the crown to be on the throne of hallelujah. You to be on the throne control of my life and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done. Oh Lord, let us receive our daily bread, that our bellies will be full, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, that we will speak your word, oh God, for the believer, oh God, they may speak the fast in their faith. Hallelujah, the unbeliever may ask, how can I be saved? My Lord, my God, every one I ask that, let your glory, Father, let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us here in service. According to Isaiah 60 and 2, we ask the Lord to arise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. Everybody, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. And we thank you for the Lord. We come against every hindering spirit on the line right now, every unteachable spirit, every spirit of unbelief, amen. Hallelujah, reliant spirit, familiar spirit, manipulating, controlling, commanding spirit right now. And we command you to cease your works and die at your own account in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare the prayer that we go in today. We'll cross forward in the name of the Lord, our Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. I'm going to try to bring it down a little bit. I'm excited, I'll tell you, because I didn't know how I was going to do it. Then God had to remind me, you ain't going to do it. Hallelujah. Not by yourself. Not in your own strength. So I thank God for the strength of him right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. See, sometimes we get in the way, but hallelujah, we send a God to have this way, but we're in the way. So God has said, get out the way and let me have my way. Get, hallelujah. Sometimes it's just like that. It's just that simple. You just need to get out the way. Hallelujah. I wish you an example when you're a kid and, hallelujah, you come in to help, and then you be more of a problem, me in the way, than to help. And then I say my grandma would say, get out the way, because you ain't no help. I got this. You told somebody to come help you, and then you still want to be in the way. My husband would tell me in a minute, get out the way, and let me do this for you. I got this. And it get done. Amen. Get out your way. That word is for somebody on today. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God on today. Amen. I was going between, like, Lord, what is the message? What is the title? So people can have a title of the message. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, some of us have a problem with being obedient. Hallelujah. Being obedient to what God is telling you to do. Being obedient to the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I want you to understand that your blessings come in obedience. Your blessings come in obedience, but hallelujah, what happens when you are obedient and you fail to listen, hallelujah, to what God is calling you to do? See, God is not a blind side of God. He don't just do things and then you be surprised by what's next. Like, he tells you, if you do this, I'm going to do this. If you do that, I'm going to do this. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, by obeying in all things, even the mundane, you are showing God that you are willing and able to obey whatever he asks of you. Obedience to God is not only a way to worship him, but a way to get closer to him, to prepare you for whatever he is leading you, to grow you as a person. Hallelujah. If you go with me this morning, amen, to the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 20. We'll start it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes, you know, we as pastors, we can sound aggressive. Hallelujah. When we are passionate about what God has said, and we don't want to operate in disobedience. The Bible says that disobedience is a form of witchcraft. So we need to understand today how if you're disobedient, you're operating in the form of witchcraft. I'm not saying you are a witch practicing witchcraft. I'm saying that because you are a child of God and you're chosen to be disobedient, you're operating in the form of witchcraft. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Samuel, and I'm coming out the New King James Version, chapter 15, verse 20, starting. The Bible says, and Saul said to Samuel, but I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and gone on the mission on which the Lord sent me and brought back Agag, king of Amalek. I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the plunder, sheep and oxen, the best of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal. So Samuel said, as the Lord is great in life and burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and indeed than the fat of rams, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king. My Lord, my God, obedience is better than sacrifice. What are you sacrificing? Because you want to do things your way when God is telling you to do things his way. We serve a God of blessing. I want you to understand, God wants to bless you, but because of your disobedience, God cannot bless you. He cannot go against his own word. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Are you sacrificing your health, your strength, your marriage, your children? What are you sacrificing? My Lord, my God, when we look at the scripture here, church, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, this is the first in numerous places in the Bible where the thing to obey is better than sacrifice is stated. This is the first one, not the last. We see it in Psalms. We see it in Proverbs. We see it in Isaiah. We see it in Jeremiah and Hosea and Micah and Matthew and Mark and Hebrews. Amen? See, was Samuel saying that sacrifice is important? No. He was urging Saul to look at his reasons for making the sacrifice die rather than at the sacrifice itself. See, a sacrifice was a ritual transaction between man and God that physically demonstrated a relationship between them. But if the person's heart was not truly, understand what I'm saying, not truly repentant, or if he did not truly love God, the sacrifice was a hollow ritual. See, religious ceremonies or rituals are empty unless they are performed with an attitude of love and obedience. Being religious, I want you to understand, being religious, going to church, serving on the committee, giving to charity, is not enough if we do not act out of a devotion and obedience to God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. 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 The book of Isaiah says, in chapter 1:18-19, says, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord, through your sins, hallelujah, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though, hallelujah, they are like crimson, they shall be as wool. And if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. So when we are obedient, hallelujah, you see here in scripture, brings blessings. It brings blessings to the one that's obedient to the will of God. See, God's word assures us that if we are willing and obedient, Christ will forgive and remove all our most, hallelujah, inalienable stains, indeliverable stains, hallelujah, and scarlet, amen, that stains us, amen. Hallelujah. We talking about something that was Saul you, that was Saul clothing. We look in the Bible's given the description as Saul clothing. Hallelujah. Obedience is better than sacrifice. See, we know from the story of the fall in the Garden of Eden, hallelujah, that our intimacy with God rests on our obedience to him. And if we are not close to God through obedience, we are separated from him through our disobedience, and therefore forfeit receiving his blessing. I mean, many of us want to be blessed, but we're so disobedient. God says forgive. God is saying give. God is saying stop. God is saying go. But we are disobedient because we want to do things our way. Amen. The Adam and Eve were given a simple charge, and that was to stay away from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Hallelujah. And other bountiful blessings and experiences in the garden was theirs. So they had everything else that could possibly need that was good. Because all good things come from God. Amen. Hallelujah. He just gave them anything. He said, he gave them instructions. to be obedient to his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 through 17, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Why? We see it in scripture right here. God told him, he didn't give him the full instructions. He didn't give him half the instructions. I'm sorry. He gave him the full instructions. You may eat of this, but don't eat of that. Why? Because when you do, you shall surely die. He didn't say maybe on Monday you can eat at this tree, or on the weekend you can have it. He said, don't eat from this tree. But they did not heed the voice of the Lord. And as we all know, lost their place of honor, blessing, and protection from the consequences of sin. It is even clear that the blessing of God depended on our obedience when we go back and review the book of Deuteronomy. Well, God spelled out his covenant plan to the children of Israel. It almost seems as though he repeated himself too much. But we know from the Old Testament account and our own life experience that even with his faithfulness in reminding us of the blessing of obedience, man still goes his own way and moves himself out of the path of blessing. In Deuteronomy 11, God laid out his plan for how his children can receive his blessing. See, if they were careful to do all he commanded, his blessings would flow out of them. The children, their cattle and their servants, anything their hand touched or foot fell upon would not only be successful, but it also would be theirs. Imagine this kind of blessing over your business. Imagine this kind of blessing over your career, over your ministry, over your marriage. Imagine this blessing over your home and finances, your education, all things that concern your family. See, God desires to release this kind of blessing over you because it testifies of his goodness among the nations. See, when God's people prosper, not only do they look good, but God also looks good. Hallelujah. Now, reading further, you see the children of Israel would also have the protection of the Lord from all their surrounding enemies. Amen. He was declaring himself to be their strong tower. See, this is what obedience will bring to you as well. Obedience brings protection from death and defeat of all kinds. In Romans 6 and 23, the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. Amen. So if you obey God, you will be blessed with life. Hallelujah. See, death is a curse that Jesus died on the cross to release you from. Amen. He recaptured the blessing of an abundant life for you. Amen. All you have to do is receive his gift and walk in it by being obedient to his word. The choice is yours. Obedience is better than sacrifice. It's more than just quoting the scripture. Now you got to do something with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 11, 26 through 28 says, and see, I'm set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I have given you today. The curse if you disobey the commands of the Lord your God and turn from the way that I command you today by following other gods which you have not known. Obedience is better than sacrifice. God tells right here in Scripture what he will do. God desires to bless us, but we must be obedient to his will, to his way. The Bible says, it says, I don't come to do you evil, but to give you a hope in the future. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The obedience, church, is a sign of true faith. We are exercising our confession of faith and commitment to love, hallelujah, to God when we choose to obey him. If we only say with our mouth that we believe in God yet do nothing of what he tells us, we are no different from the devils and demons who tremble and believe. Act of faith is what brings the perfect environment for supernatural blessings of God. See, when you have an act of faith, you can receive supernatural healing, hallelujah, deliverance, divine warnings of danger up ahead, provisions and protection. See, your act of faith, hallelujah, allows you to stay connected and abiding in the vine. Hallelujah. Psalm 91 is a perfect example of one who is walking in the blessing of obedience. Your obedience to God's direction and instruction for your life says that you trust and believe that he knows what's best for you, that you honor your commitment to follow him, and that in order to receive the blessing of God, you must demonstrate that He is Lord of your life. Obedience is a testing ground that proves that He wants you to be His, and He wants you to, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And He wants to be yours. He has life for you, but you have to give your broken down life back to Him and follow His plan for success, prosperity, and peace. And if you're a parent, like me and my husband, you may understand it better in these times. You tell your child to save costs, hallelujah, or in the yard. I mean, how many times I say, don't go out there, don't go in the street, stay in the yard. Stay where I can see you. And you come and you say, now if your child goes outside of these boundaries, you said, how can you protect them if a car comes, speeds up the street, amen? Or a stranger, a questionable person approaches him with a piece of candy or money. See, hallelujah, the obedience is a lifesaver in many cases. Obedience says, God, I trust you with my life. Therefore, I will love, hallelujah, you by keeping your word in my heart so that I will not sin against you and risk losing your favor and blessing because they are life and death for me. The Bible says in Luke 10:27, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. Hallelujah. Obedience is better than sacrifice. As I wrap up your church, I pray that you have received on today. In the book of Joshua, the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness. To all the people who were men of war who came out of Egypt were consumed because they did not obey the voice of the Lord, to whom the Lord swore that He would not show them the land which the Lord had sworn to their fathers, that He would give, hallelujah, give us a land flowing with milk and honey. Because of their disobedience, some never got to the promised land. Not even Moses himself, because he did not follow the instructions of God. He was disobedient, amen? He allowed his emotions to get ahead of him. In the name of Jesus, I pray today, hallelujah, church, be obedient to the will of God for your life. Moses could see the promised land, but he could not enter into the promised land. See, Ruth in the book of Ruth, hallelujah, I'm going to be wrapping up here soon. The Bible says, hallelujah, these are instructions that Ruth received from her mother-in-law, Naomi. The Bible says, and she said to her, all that you say to me, I will do. So she went down to the threshing floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law instructed her.
Yeah.
And after Boaz had eaten and drunk and his heart was shriveled, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of the grain. And she came softly up, covered his feet, and laid down. He said, and now it happened at midnight that the man was startled and turned himself, and there a woman was lying at his feet. And he said, who are you? She answered, I am Ruth, for your maidservant. Take your maidservant under your wing, for you are a close relative. Then he said, blessed are you of the Lord, my daughter, for you have shown more kindness at the end than at the beginning. See, in that you did not go after young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, do not fear, I will do for you all that you request. Hallelujah. For all the people of my town know that you are a virtuous woman. Now, it is true that I am a closer relative. However, this is a relative closer than I. Say this night, and in the morning it shall be that if, hallelujah, he will perform the duty of a close relative for you, good, let him do it. But if he does not want to perform the duty for you, then I will perform the duty for you. As the Lord lives, lie down until morning.
Yeah.
You see, Ruth was obedient. Hallelujah. See, some of us can't follow instructions. There are blessings in the instructions, but you got to be obedient. Hallelujah. Not just to receive it, but now you got to do something with the instructions that God has given you. You got to have an obedient spirit to do it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. When we look in Ruth chapter 4, verse 13, the Bible says, so Boaz took Ruth as she became his wife. And when he went into her, the Lord gave her conception as she bore a son. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Obedience is better than sacrifice. If you're somebody that nobody can tell you nothing, I want you to know today that you're headed down a street of destruction, a road of destruction, a highway of destruction. If can't nobody tell you nothing, hallelujah, I'm here to tell you, you'll lead yourself down that road. It's coming, sooner or later. I'm here to tell you, if nobody can tell you nothing, you're going to go hang it up today.
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
my Lord.
The Bible tells us to listen to our elders. There's wisdom in their mouth.
Yes.
But if somebody can't tell you nothing,
uh-huh.
My Lord, my God,
my Lord.
If can't nobody tell you nothing,
you're
going to
be making a lot of sacrifices.
Jesus, you're going to be making a lot of sacrifices. We thank God on today as we close up here tonight, this Monday tonight, and we close up here. We just thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for your mighty great blessings, okay? It is my prayer right now that all that's on the line and all that's in their house on today, that we will see, receive the spirit of obedience to walk in, oh God, letting thy will be done, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is my prayer that the mind of Christ arise in us all and operate in us fully and completely in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, help us all on today to recognize, hallelujah, where we're in error, amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray that we will all operate with the spirit of forgiveness.
Amen.
My Lord.
Amen.
Glory to your name, God. The Bible says in Romans 5:19, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have been made righteous by your grace, that we can decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. For God be the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, church, let be one today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you so much, Apostle, for this word. You said it, this rhema word that comes from God, obedience. It's better than sacrifice. You would definitely find yourself in that place where God is speaking to you. But it's better for you to obey what God is saying to you, because he's trying to lead you in a place where he can bless you. But see, when you don't be obedient, you're leading yourself in a place where you will be making a lot of sacrifices. You will be losing a lot of things, maybe even your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Having to pay back when God has already given that payment. See, Jesus is that sacrifice. It's better to obey God. Amen. There may be one today who has heard from God. You are hearing from God. And you know that he is calling you. Calling you out of darkness. Calling you out of that worldly place. Calling you out of that place where you are, and calling you in to the light. See, we're talking about salvation. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, and today this is your desire, because God has given you, hallelujah, that call. But he has called you. Will you press one? Will you press one? Apostle Tony, God, we're going to help you to pray this simple prayer. It's simple. So we think it's something that we have to do. God has already done it all. He called you, and he has made it possible for you. This simple prayer of salvation, the most important thing you can ever do in your living life, is being born again, receiving the Holy Spirit, receiving God on the inside. Hallelujah. There is nothing more important than that. Amen. Will you press one today? If you have already prayed the prayer of salvation and you find yourself in a place to where this ain't going right, that ain't going right, it looks like I'm still the same, it seems like, you know, things are not going like it's supposed, you should have heard this word today. Definitely. But be that as it may, if that's something that you need to bring in prayer, this is the reason why we have God on the inside.
Amen.
This is the reason why we have the right to
come to the throne of grace in prayer in the name of Jesus? Will you bring it? Will you press one? Will you bring it all to Jesus? There may be a family member, a friend. Hallelujah. We pray for our sister up there in New York City, Gwen Gibbs. Hallelujah. We pray for her and her family, of their loved one gone on to live with the Lord. For God promises us that being absent from this body is being in his presence. And when you're in God's presence, you're in the best place that you can ever be in. So Sister Renee Gibbs, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you receive that blessing of God, that comfort. We know it's hard. We've all been there at some point in time in our life. But God bless you. And anybody else that has a petition to bring it all in prayer, will you press one right now? If there's someone that's looking for a church home, Papa Tyronique and I, we would love to love you. Amen. If you're here right now on the prayer line, on the church line with us, you press one. And if you're online, if you're streaming online, call us right now, 845-277-9213. See, there's no time and no distance in spirit. So we thank you. We thank God that we all can be one, hallelujah, in that body of Christ. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for being that sacrifice. We thank you, Christ Jesus, for making it all possible for us to live just like you intended us to live, in your love, in abundance, being just as you are. Hallelujah. So we just want to say thank you. We pray that this word that went forth today, that it take root and it manifest itself in us, and that we may produce the fruits of righteousness. Because we know, Father God, that you are speaking to us. We know it's your will that we all be saved. We realize, Father God, it's your will that we be blessed in abundance. And we just want to say thank you. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, every single one that's in Sunday service today, every single one that is here with us on the church line, every single one that is streaming online, every single family member and friend all over this great country that you have given unto us, we plead your blood over us. And we say all is well with us and our house. All is well with our children. All is well with our marriages. All is well with our relationships. All is well with our careers. All is well with our neighborhoods. Every single thing. All is well. In Jesus' name, we pray. And everybody do say amen. Amen again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has been so good to us. So good to us. He's been so good to us. Amen. Amen.
Amen. We thank God on today. Amen.
Yes.
Obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. Let us have our time of giving.
Amen.
Our worship is not complete.
That's right.
Without gift giving. So prepare your tithe to give on today. If you have Cash App, send those over to Pastor Chantel.
Yes.
If you don't have Cash App, give us a call at 832-725-8094, and we'll give you another means where you can be able to give on today. Amen. Amen. Huh? Let's hold up our offering at this time as we pray. Dear Jesus, making a mystery for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings that they have caused them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are key financial officers of your money. As it comes to us,